Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good morning. It's October 3rd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Just a quick update on how this week and this month's devotionals are going to go. Today, we will be overviewing the Reformation. Tomorrow, looking at Martin Luther, the father of the Reformation. And then we'll be breaking from that Wednesday through Friday and focusing on my trip to the Puritans Conference at Grace Community Church. Then we'll be back next week and the rest of the month looking at the 95 Theses that jump-started the Protestant Reformation. So I hope that wasn't too confusing, but just stick with us, and I'm sure it'll be a blessing. So Nikki and I started this last year. We stopped celebrating Halloween and instead decided to celebrate Reformation Day. And if you aren't aware, as we weren't, October 31st is considered Reformation Day. And that's because October 31st, 1517, is the day Martin Luther is credited with nailing his 95 Theses to the church door in Wittenberg, in Germany, and basically kicking off officially the Protestant Reformation. As I mentioned, we stopped celebrating Halloween last year, and we encourage all Christians to stop, really for two reasons. First, it's a holiday that celebrates nothing heavenly or good. It's a holiday that traditionally celebrates death, ghouls, monsters, and the like, but today seems to celebrate what we would say is horror and gore. Add to that a healthy dose of gluttony, and it's hard to find a reason other than, well, it's fun, you know, which isn't a good excuse to really celebrate it. The second reason, and more important reason, is we as Christians have a far better reason to celebrate. All of us who profess a Protestant faith can trace that faith back to Martin Luther and October 31st, 1517. Everything from Baptist to Lutheran to Methodist and dozens of denominational and non-denominational faiths in between. Additionally, it's a great time to remember and discuss a life of devotion to God and boldness in the face of evident sin. A lesson that is certainly needed in light of the world we live in.
Yes, it is strange to celebrate Halloween, a day that pretty much celebrates sin. It's just getting worse and worse. But if you celebrate Halloween simply because it's fun, well, you can make Reformation Day fun. Martin Luther did what we all are called to do. Read scripture for ourselves, testing all things and being bold to speak the truth. And that's scarier than anything Halloween, isn't it? Being the one that goes against what everyone else believes and standing on scripture alone, knowing you'll be persecuted. So not celebrating Halloween doesn't mean you have to forego hay rides and corn mazes or your pumpkin spice lattes. I like all the fall season festivities, but I hate how Halloween is just tied into it. We certainly have more to celebrate in Reformation Day than with Halloween. You could say Halloween represents our old nature that we died to and continue to die to daily. We could look at Halloween that way as a reminder of spiritual death that we were once in before salvation. So as children of God in Christ now, why would we want to celebrate and be joyous over death on Halloween? I would say we could celebrate our life in Christ instead on that day, and that is also a way to look at Halloween as a reminder of the old life that you once lived and praise God he saved you from that.
Good reminder. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 5, verse 4 and 5. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers.
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and 16. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.